One of the joys of horticulture and gardening is it's a continual learning process. Just when you think you know what a plant is going to do, nature throws a curveball. The plant doesn't react as expected. In the past, I recommended cutting off water to shrubs and trees in late summer and early fall. Drought-stressing plants was supposed to get them to stop growing and set bud for the winter. Then came the flooding rains of September 2013. Some areas received a year's worth of moisture just when plants should shut down for the winter. Full of moisture, most shrubs and trees turned fall color, lost their leaves, and were set for winter. Plants came out of the winter moist and ready to grow. The abundant water hadn't hurt them. And I learned something new. In our region, plants need consistent moisture throughout the year. We get most of our precipitation in the spring. That's when plants need it the most because they're getting ready to grow. A study of young bur oak trees in a nursery demonstrated that doubling the amount of water in the spring as they began to grow almost doubled their growth rate. We need to maintain soil moisture around plants during our dry seasons, too. Moist trees have full leaves. The full leaves are better able to photosynthesize. This creates a healthy plant able to fend off disease and insects. It's hard to overwater shrubs and trees in our region, but it can be done. Shrubs and trees planted in lawn areas are easiest to overwater. The lawn is watered 3 or 4 times weekly. The soil around the woody plant doesn't dry out. The excess water in the soil pushes out the air, but the plant roots need some air to move plant nutrients. A way to prevent overwatering is to plant shrubs and trees in a bed area that's not watered with the lawn. The soil moisture in the bed can be optimized for the plants. Another option is to plant shrubs and trees high in a lawn area. In some situations, a berm can be created to have the plant well above the grass. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.